the loneliness of our Lord. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. Mark first the loneliness of Christ, no relief from it. In order to save us, Christ had to suffer, bleed, and die alone. He was to be family forsaken, home forsaken, disciple forsaken, friend forsaken, nationally and God forsaken, heaven forsaken, and earth forsaken. It was a forsaking that could not be cured. It had to be endured. He is our Lord on the solitary road. No one can join him in his cross work. Let me repeat it. He suffered and bled and died alone. Secondly, the loneliness of Christ, no company in it. Christ must die on the cross alone. No matter how many were present, he was separated, desolate, forsaken, lonely, and broken hearted. Thirdly, the loneliness of Christ, no help in it. Christ must suffer alone. He was God forsaken on the cross. If he had any help, he would not have been able to have atoned for his people's sins. He alone could complete the finished work of atonement and redemption. Fourthly, the loneliness of Christ, no man in it. No man could help Christ, even if they had tried. The Calvary road was the road Christ must walk alone. The torture of the accursed tree was something that had to be done in complete separation. Only the Lord alone could do it. The domain of that suffering was stamped with indescribable loneliness. Aloneness was its character. Aloneness was its bitterness. Fifthly and lastly, the loneliness of Christ, no joy in it. The joy that was set before him was outside the actual cross arena. No other feet could trample the cross path. No other pilgrim could pursue this way. Its darkness was the greatest ever witnessed. The sun could not penetrate it. The battering that Christ took has no parallel in any other person's experience. Here was death in its darkest, and here was damnation in its fullness. It was alone the Savior prayed in dark Gethsemane. Alone he dreamed the bitter cup and suffered there for me. It was alone the Savior stood in Pilate's judgment hall. Alone the crown of thorns he wore, forsaken thus by all. Alone upon the cross he hung, that others he might save, forsaken then by God and man. Alone his life he gave. Can you reject such marvelous love? Can you his claim disown? Come, give your all in gratitude, nor leave him thus alone. Alone, alone. He bore it all alone. He gave himself to save his own. He suffered, bled, and died. Alone. Amen and amen.